In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, this Sunday, being the Sunday after Pentecost, is known as the Feast Day of All Saints. On each day of the year of the church calendar, we have a list of saints' names that we commemorate. I hope and pray that you all do and look at your calendars. Some, of course, are more famous than others. However, each man and woman and child in the great history of the church who witnessed for Christ is regarded as a saint by the church. The day of commemoration is almost always the day that the saint fell asleep in the Lord, the day of passing being the day when they were united with the Lord. And today we honor the memory of all of our saints. We are into June, and June is the ecclesiastical month devoted to the holy apostles, and we just commemorated two, Bartholomew and Barnabas. I would like to speak about these great saints today as we embark on one of the four special fast periods of the church year. Tomorrow we begin the Apostles' Fast, which continues until June 30th. The other three being Great Lent, which we recently just completed. In August, we have the fast for the Theotokos. And from the middle of November to Christmas, we have the Nativity Fast. All of these are important and reminders for us to stop worrying so much about the cares of the world, and to live more with our faith in our hearts and our minds and our souls, following the practices of the church. So thus, we have these major fast periods. The apostles were the followers of Christ who were given the daunting task of proclaiming the gospel to the world. Jesus Christ committed his teachings to his disciples, who by witness and preaching began the church in his name. Christ selected from among many disciples and followers the 12 apostles and commanded them to teach his message and to preach and baptize converts throughout the world. In the Gospel of Matthew, we hear, "Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the end of the world." These very apostles had spent less than 3 years with their master. He called them that they might be with him, as we read in the Gospel of Mark, to be trained and educated, and then that he might send forth, they might be sent forth for him to preach the gospel and minister to the people. These 12 ordinary men began as followers of Christ and became leaders. They became as humble disciples, disciples meaning followers, and in 3 short years they became humble but spiritually bold apostles, and apostles meaning messengers. On their last night together, Christ served them, spoke with them, and prayed for them in preparation for a future they could not even imagine. Jesus prayed for his disciples and their future even until the last few minutes before his arrest. He prayed for them after his resurrection as he spent 40 days with them before his ascension. He prayed for them in heaven for the next 10 days before Pentecost. On Pentecost, as he had promised, the Lord empowered them with the Holy Spirit as tongues of fire descended on them, easing their doubts and fears. This presence of the Holy Spirit altered them in such a marvelous way that they were able to proceed as the heralds of the new mission, Christianity. They were inspired, strengthened, and emboldened to preach the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ. In times preceding motorized ships, four-wheel drive Land Rovers, and comfortable, safe travel, which we all experience, St. Paul traveled through the far-off lands of Greece, and St. Peter ventured to Antioch, Asia, and eventually to the pagan capital of Rome to preach salvation through Christ. St. Andrew, the first called, preached as far off as the shores of the Black Sea, Russia, and Byzantium, which of course we know as Constantinople. St. John, the theologian, traveled and preached to Asia Minor and Ephesus. St. Philip traveled to Asia to give the good news to those unknown lands. St. Thomas also preached in many Asiatic countries and India. St. Bartholomew, whom we commemorate today, traveled to Asia, India, and also preached in Armenia. Of course, our patriarch bears the name Bartholomew. St. Matthew, the evangelist, preached in Judea and all parts of Ethiopia and present-day Sudan. St. James the Lesser preached in Syria and Egypt. St. Simon the Zealot preached far and wide in Africa and Britannia, which is present-day England. St. Matthias was chosen from the 70 to take the place of Judas Iscariot. And he preached also in Judea and outer Ethiopia. St. James the Greater remained and preached in Jerusalem. Their chief mission was to bear witness to Christ and his resurrection. Thus we read in the book of Acts, "And with great power the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus." Their influence of testimony remains enormous throughout the world. See how many believers of Christ there are today. These men were not promoting themselves, but instead were representing their Lord Christ and proclaiming him as the great high priest. See the profound influence they had on our Orthodox Church. In the Orthodox Church, there is never an ordination of a deacon, priest, or bishop performed without referring to the apostles. There is a reading of the complete list of the names of all of the predecessors. Apostolic succession is the foundation of the Orthodox Church, and it is also the evidence of the Church's sanctification. We have a dear brother that is being ordained today as a priest, of course, Deacon Chris Kalensis, and His Eminence Metropolitan Gerasimus is there blessing him today. Hierotonia, the laying on of hands, we say. The Orthodox Church began at Pentecost. It is historical and canonical in the Orthodox Church that the bishops of the Church are the successors of the blessed 12 apostles. We thank God that He entrusted these 12 ordinary men with the mission of spreading the good news of Christ throughout the world. Because of their works and eventual martyrdom, we have the joy and assurance of knowing and understanding exactly the origins of our Orthodox Church. Orthodoxy began with Christ and His exhortation to the apostles, and Orthodoxy continues with Christ. Christ is the head of the Orthodox Church, which is served by bishops, priests, and deacons of apostolic succession. Rejoice in the name and in the church of the Lord. Amen.